You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with China Gorman, the Managing Director at Unleash America, the fastest-growing international show on the future of work and technology to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada this month, May the 15th through the 16th at the Aria Resort and Casino. China, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks. I'm thrilled to be with you.
And we're equally thrilled to have you with us. So tell us, what is Unleash America?
Well, Unleash is actually a rebrand of a very popular and long-lived HR technology event series. It used to be called HR Tech World, largest HR tech conference provider in the world, with an annual big conference in Europe, usually either Amsterdam or Paris. One in London, we just did it last week, or last month, and then next month we're new to the U.S. In Las Vegas on those dates you said, May 15 and 16. And so last year, at the end of last year, we went through a massive rebrand and really rework of the strategy. So HR Tech World is pretty straightforward. It's an HR tech conference, right? The exhibitors are all out of the HR tech sector. The speakers are all about how do you adopt new HR tech solutions to have your people be more productive. But our founder, Mark Coleman, is thinking much more expansively as we look into the future of work and the future of talent and the future of organizations globally. And so Unleash is really about how to unleash the power of your people across the board. Certainly technology solutions are a big part of that, but so is leadership, so is structures, so is AI and robotics. And so we've broadened the purview beyond HR technology so that the attendees that we're attracting are all senior level leaders, not just HR leaders anymore, but members of the C-suite across the board. And so we're really excited to bring this new concept to the U.S. in Vegas next month.
Yeah, certainly exciting time sounds like for you. Now, we're obviously talking to entrepreneurs here today, tuning in from all over the world. What does the future of work look like for the entrepreneur?
Well, that's a good question. From a product development perspective, the future of work is really how do we continue to use technology to get more out of people, right? And I don't really mean that in the mercenary way that sounds. A lot of what's happening in the HR tech sector is how do you facilitate more human relationships so that people feel connected to the mission of the organization, feel connected to the work itself, and feel connected to their colleagues laterally as well as up the chain. And that's what you'll see at Unleash. You know, Mark Coleman really, 9 years ago, I think, really innovated within the HR tech world construct, bringing startups to the expo and to the experience. And so what we have and what we'll have at Unleash is nearly 30 companies who are startups in the space that helps organizations unleash the power of their people in some way. And part of it is a competition. The best, the most likely to succeed and most interesting startup in this Unleash the Power of Your People sector. We're really known for having been part of the growth and part of the success of a number of startups that actually came to Unleash, it used to be HR Tech World, first. So companies like B. Murray, Culture Amp, Impraise, Smart Recruiters, Small Improvements, Pextio, all of those actually made their sort of debuts at HR Tech World Now Unleash. And we have a number, a really exciting group of startups coming to Unleash in Vegas.
And speaking of the event, what can they learn by attending Unleash May 15th and 16th in Las Vegas?
Well, so the speakers are, we've got some amazing keynote speakers. We have Gary Hamel, who's an author, speaker, professor at the London Business School. He's a very interesting guy. You know, we talk about unleash the power of your people. Gary was, for many years, the strategy guy. I heard him speak 25 years ago, and it was all strategy, you know, and you won't be successful as a business unless you've got the right strategy. And it's interesting over the years that he's kind of done a 180 to the point where if you don't, his whole presentation now is about if you're not connecting to the humanity of your employees, customers, stakeholders, if you're not creating those kinds of relationships, it won't matter what your strategy is. So that's going to be a very interesting talk. Mo Gadot, who just left Google X, he was the chief business officer there. He, another guy who's really focused on a different sort of take on humanity. He's really working on happiness and creating cultures both from a society perspective and an organization perspective around creating more happiness with your staff, with your suppliers, with your customers. And then we have probably the most diverse set of speakers you'll find at any HR-related conference this year. We've got the CHRO from Microsoft. We've got people from really senior leaders from GE, from Unilever, from Walgreens. It's just an extraordinary lineup of leaders from large businesses who will talk about how they're doing it, as well as startups and medium-sized businesses. So startup entrepreneur type folks will have a lot of value in attending. Number one, they'll be able to talk with actual founders of close to 30 startups who are in the process of gaining investment, bringing their products to market, you know, test driving them at the conference. It's really the conference to be at if you're a startup executive in the larger sort of HR and people and organization space. The speakers will be, I think, quite inspiring. And then there are the attendees. This is a curated conference, which means you have to be at a certain senior level to be able to buy a ticket to come. And so we're a conference for business leaders, with business leaders speaking, including a very strong segment in the startup space. So it's kind of the complete picture for an entrepreneur to be able to speak with folks who are getting their businesses off the ground, folks who have gotten their businesses off the ground, be able to mingle with senior leaders from some of the most respected organizations in North America and frankly around the world. And then the content is dynamite.
Certainly sounds like the place to be this month. Today, we're joined by China Gorman, Managing Director at Unleash America, the fastest growing international show on the future of work and technology, to be held this month, May 15th and 16th, at the Aria Resort and Casino here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, China, if you would, tell us about how Unleash has helped small companies and startups, anyone that we've ever heard of.
Well, I mentioned a couple. So I think a lot of people have heard of Smart Recruiters. If you listen to digital radio at all, they advertise a lot. A company called CultureAmp is fairly well known. Textio, Impraise, Peakon. Actually, folks who have exhibited at our conferences and participated in the startup competition over the last 9 years have raised almost €1 billion euros. It's a little over 900 million euros. So there are a lot of investors who come to these conferences, who make relationships, and so we've seen 60% of the startups in the startup zone at the conference come back at least once. 50% of them are joining us at their seed stage, 5% of them have grown out of the startup zone already and are now more in the, and Smart Recruiters is a great example of that, are now in the, you know, sort of on the main floor of the exhibition. But over the years, we've given 200 HR tech startups the opportunity to present themselves. And they're really just an essential part of the whole Unleash ecosystem.
Also, China Unleash is unique because of its global presence. What can American companies and entrepreneurs learn from these other cultures?
Well, you know, when you have an event in Europe, you draw, you know, primarily from Europe, both from a sponsor and an exhibitor and startup perspective, as well as the attendees. And it's the same thing in North America. So our big sponsors globally include SAP, SuccessFactors, Workday. So, you know, some of the really big players. But then you'll see on the exhibit floor providers and sponsors who are more focused sort of locally, so sort of North America. I think we will see some outside of the U.S. startups, but the majority of them will be U.S.-based startups. So it's a great way, and we have content and activities in the startup zone that go pretty much around the clock at these conferences. From a content perspective, we have 9 stages. So there's a main stage, and then there are 7 other content stages. So we have an HR tech stage, we have an adoption stage, we have a wellness and well-being stage, an inclusion stage. So we have, you know, really tracks of content going all the time. But then we have the startup stage, and we give the startups the opportunity to present their business plan and their product. One of the most popular things that the conference does is a startup competition, and so we are well underway to identifying from the applicants 5 who will compete for a big check at the end of the conference, and we will have a host of investors, leaders, and other startups who are through the startup phase and are now like Jerome, who's the founder of Smart Recruiters. He's generally always involved in the judging. But that's a very exciting thing. You see some really interesting robotic kind of organizations. Just last month in London was a blockchain foundation organization that will help employers keep track of, in a very confidential way, accusations of sexual harassment. Really, you know, that's a very timely topic, right? But this young woman had created just a really stellar organization, and she came in second in the startup competition. So it's a we spend a lot of time with startups. We spend a lot of time with entrepreneurs. We make introductions to potential investors, and we give them airtime. And many of the companies that have grown out of the startup zone at our conference and are successful businesses and have either been acquired or are standing alone, you know, they started up on the startup stage. They started up in the startup competition and have moved forward. So it's a very meaningful opportunity for startups to have access to investors, both like private equity investors, but also corporate investors. They get real-time feedback on their marketing approach and their business plans, and then they get to talk to potential customers and do product refinement and get on the ground immediate kinds of feedback on the features of the products that they're selling, and they are mostly, you know, technology based. This is a technology conference, so it's a very exciting time, and the startup zone is just a beehive of activity throughout the conference.
Well, China, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for introducing this event to our listening audience. Coming up in Las Vegas, Nevada, May the 15th and the 16th at the Aria Resort and Casino. Where can listeners get all the details online and make plans to attend?
At unleashgroup.io, and you'll see our news feed first up. And then if you click on the events button and then you click on the America button, you'll find everything you need to know to register, to attend, and to join us in Las Vegas. We'd love to have your listeners with us.
Well, China, we certainly wish you all the best and a successful event. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate the ability to bring this to the attention of your listeners.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with China Gorman, Managing Director at Unleash America, the fastest growing international show on the future of work and technology, to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, May the 15th and the 16th of this year at the Aria Resort and Casino. And for further details, visit unleashgroup.io/America. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.